The essence and interpretation of books for you on a weekly basis. We're there for those who don't have time to read, or for those who don't know which book to read and commit to. Hit www.podnew.com or search PodNew in the app.
Bugs Bunny, you right here talking about What's Up Doc? Let me tell you, Bugs Bunny, What's Up Doc is the new app, PodNew.com. I want y'all to check it out. It's PODNU.com. As you heard from Lil Morgan, he was explaining and telling you about PODNU.com, PODNU.com. Yes, indeed. So I want y'all to check that out, PODNU.com. That is a brand new app that you can check out in the App Store and Apple, PODNU.com, PODNU.com. Now listen, Bugs Bunny, when you get ready to come around here, would you please give me some notice so I know? Honey, don't just go blabbing on my show. You know, I mean, you just come showing up before I do anything. No intro music, no nothing. So listen, y'all sit tight. Let's do it right.
You motivated.
Okay.
You motivated. You winning, winning.
What's up? It's the Fierce Female Network. I'm your host, Fierce Manson. Today is Tuesday. It's hot and crazy Tuesday up in here in the Windy City. Do you hear me? It's December 14, 2021, 12 noon on the Central Standard Time Zone at 1 p.m. on the Eastern Standard Time Zone. That's the time zone that rocks my socks off, baby. Now, listen, Bugs Bunny just kind of snuck in. Now, listen, don't mess up my flow on today, okay? Now, Bugs, take it easy. Take it easy. I got some music to get to on today. I want y'all to sit tight. I got a real bad sister that's coming on today. She's a little 17-year-old superstar out of the UK. Hannah, I'm telling you, she is smoking. And, you know, before I get to that, I got to give my shout-outs. Listen, got to give a shout-out to my team, Fierce Nation International. I really, really do appreciate them. They are the boss off. They are the hardest working team on the planet. I really do appreciate them. Now, let's get a little music rolling here before Bugs or anybody else show up. You know what I mean? They just think they can just come tuning in anytime. Just come walking straight up through the door. Now, listen, I want y'all to check out this music right here. This is Everybody Party.
Thank you.
Hey, hot stuff. That's everybody party. All right, now, and today I have a really special guest, the young and independent singer and songwriter that's based in the UK. I'm telling you, she's 17 years old, and she is bad. You're going to love what she has. She's going to drop it on us like it's hot, because it is hot, baby. Now, listen, I got some more really good music that's coming up for you. I want you to stay tuned. Don't go nowhere. And listen, y'all, while you're on Facebook, my darlings, use the keyword The Fierce Female Network. When the page come up, give the page a like and a follow. I will greatly, greatly appreciate it. Check this out. This is Hurricane by Adam Webb. Hurricane.
Came at me like a hurricane. The winds are rising with the rain. We danced all night. We made out in the moonlight. You're a tropical storm. Sometimes I feel so torn. I'm not sure that I can resist it all. But you're like a whirlwind. How can I keep up?
PodNew app provides the essence and interpretation of books for you on a weekly basis. We're there for those who don't have time to read, or for those who don't know which book to read and commit to. Hit www.podnew.com or search PodNew in the app.
Wait, what, geez, Morgan? I don't know which book to read, Morgan. I really don't know which book to read. Bugs Bunny, can you help me out? Bugs, help me out. Listen, y'all calm down. Bart, now, you know, you got your own show. You know, The Simpsons. You got to stay over there in your studio. And Bugs, listen, I don't know who sent you over here today. You came crashing on earlier this morning. Now listen, I got Hannah here today, and she is spectacular. She is a superstar. So listen, y'all got to calm down and take a seat, okay? Y'all got to chill out. Now Morgan, thank you so much. You know, that was word from my sponsor on the new app. I want y'all to check it out, podnew.com. It really is a new app. It really is spectacular. And the app, what it does is summarizes books, and it does give you a choice. You know, so if you have a lot of books that you want to read, you don't know which one to pick, the way that it works, it's going to summarize and give you detailed information. And then what you're going to do is take a look at the information. Then you can choose and select which book you want to read. And also, it's like a podcast search engine as well. So there's a lot of different features on this app. You can go to the Google Play Store or Apple, and you're going to put in Pod New. It's going to come up for you. And there's a lot of different features for this particular app. It is really fantastic. It helps you to save time when it comes to selecting the materials that you want to read. All right, I'm going to say hello to Hannah. I cannot wait. Hi, how are you?
Hi. I'm really well, thank you. And you?
Oh, great. I am so excited to have you here on today.
I'm super excited to be here. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Your song is phenomenal, Snowman. I love it. When I first heard it, I was like, yes. You're welcome. 17 years. Oh, you're so talented. And we're going to play the song so the listening audience can listen to the song. And I'm telling you, you are so talented. Your voice is very mature. Now, when did you first start singing? I know you're 17, but when did you first start singing and get into music and entertainment?
I've actually loved to sing, like, all through childhood, always, like, musicals going on in the house, you know? And, yeah, but my parents are really supportive. We're really close, and they suggested that I should start out on YouTube first. So I uploaded some YouTube videos, and then I met my producer, who's got, like, 30 years of radio experience. And he's kind of, like, my mentor, and we have, like, a team now. We've got my manager, my dad. We're all working together, and it's so much fun, and it's so exciting creating new music.
Yeah. And you know, they are coining you as the starlet. You are the starlet from the UK, and you're already a superstar. I know it. You know, I uploaded your song on TikTok. Yes, you're welcome. And I'm telling you, your cover shoots and the pics that you have is so polished and so well done. And I'm telling you, you look straight on into that camera. It's like, boom, you did it. Spectacular job.
Oh, thank you so much. Thank you.
You're welcome. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to go ahead and play Snowman. I love this song so much, and I want everyone to experience it and hear it right now, if that's okay.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much.
Mm-hmm. So, you're welcome. All right, everyone, this is the song. It's called Snowman, and it's by Hannah. You guys are going to love this. Check this out. Check it out. Take a listen.
Don't cry, snowman, not in front of me. Who'll catch your tears if you can't catch me, darling? If you can't catch me, darling. Don't cry, snowman, don't you leave this way. A puddle of water can hold me close, baby. Can't hold me close, baby. I want you to know cause I miss the snow till death will be freezing. Yeah, you are my
I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. That song is so phenomenal, Hannah. Did you write the lyrics for that song?
No, no, no. It's actually by Sia, one of my favorite artists, and I love her voice so much. It's a cover song, this one.
Okay.
Sia Snowman. So I did it for,
wow,
like a Christmas song, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It was so much fun recording it and everything, and it's super exciting because I got this crazy opportunity because these people invited me to put the song into a Volume 6 Christmas album. It's called Let's Have Rockin' Christmas, and it's in the Volume 6. They're called like Bongo Boy Records, and they said that I can put my song into their Volume 6 CD, Christmas CD, and I'm super excited because my song's on it. You can download it as well. It's like my first time being on a CD as well. It's like all over the world, you know, and it's super exciting.
Yes, it is. And I'm telling you, your voice is so, so phenomenal. It's so mature. I'm telling you, it's well developed. And it reminds me of like yesteryear, you know, the days of Elvis drills. And so you're very classical. You're very iconic. Mm-hmm. I already know that. You're an icon, you know. You're an icon in the making, I should put it that way. And because your voice, and I did check out your YouTube channel, and I did check out some of the other cover songs that you did. One of my favorite artists is Lauren Daigle. And I am telling you, you do her.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah, mine too.
Oh, you love Lauren Daigle?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, me too. Big fan.
Yeah. Yes, she is phenomenal. And I'm telling you, I listened to a couple of songs that you have on your channel. I'm like, wow, this is amazing. It's really amazing. And so what other genres of music do you enjoy singing and doing? Are you into R&B, soul, or hip-hop? Do you?
Yes, I'm kind of like experimenting right now. I don't have a fixed genre. That's why I'm trying a little bit of this, a little bit of country, gospel, you know, hip-hop, modern EDM, dance music, and all kinds right now. Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know what? You're really flowing right into the vein that you should be in, to me. You know, that's just my opinion. I think you're flowing in the vein that you're going to really explode because Snowman is awesome. And I'm telling you, it's almost like you can do I'm sorry?
Pardon?
Go ahead. I'm sorry, I didn't hear you.
Oh, no, I'm just like, thank you so much. You're so sweet.
Oh, you're welcome. You're welcome. Have you experimented with more of a jazzy tempo? This one is slower and great. The Snowman, I like that. It is really, really, it's exceptional, I want to say that. But have you experimented with, you know, while you experimented with different genres, have you really tried anything more jazzy or more contemporary?
I've not tried jazzy before, I don't think. No, but it sounds really fun, so might try that later on. I'm working on for the Pete and an EP right now. So I'm going to do like more original songs and some other covers as well.
Okay.
But I have my song Wildflower that just came out, I mean, not that long ago. And oh my goodness, that was such an adventure shooting the video clip and creating the song as well. Have you heard the Wildflower song? That's an original one.
Yes, I've heard Wildflower, and it is great as well. And I'm telling you, you have a fantastic team behind you. Michael Silver is the bomb. He is really, I've been working with him for a long time, and he is an excellent team to have behind him, I'm telling you. So, yes, he is phenomenal.
Yeah, he's great. He's helped so much.
Yes, he is. So what do you see next? What project? I know you're working on your EP right now. Are you going to do any more videos, any more music videos to load up on your YouTube channel?
Yes, yeah, I'm working on some dance music, EDMs, right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah. And some country songs as well.
Some country. I haven't heard the country songs. I have to take a listen. For everyone that's tuning in and listening right now, this is Hannah. She's based in the UK, and she has been doing, she's attended an audition with a local music producer who's helped her with her music in London, and she is phenomenal. She's been signed with a music publishing company in Brooklyn. And so right now, are you in the UK now, or are you over in New York?
I'm in the UK now, but I've actually never been to America before. I have an auntie who lives there. But she always comes to visit, And I've always loved to go to America, and I really want to, and I really want to move there later on. But no, I'm in the UK right now, yeah.
Okay, okay, so you are in the UK. But I wasn't for sure if you were still in the UK or if you were over in New York working on your music.
Well, okay. I'm still here in the UK, Scotland, yes.
Okay.
I wish I was in New York, to be honest, though.
Okay. Now, can you hang out with me for just a little bit? I do have some other music that I do need to get on today. Is that okay?
Yes, of course.
Okay. All right, guys, that is Hannah, and I'm telling you that song is phenomenal, Snowman. As you guys know, she is going to be a major superstar. I'm calling it as it is, and you know how it goes on the Fierce Female Network. You know, talent comes on the show, and boom, 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 boom. When you have the talent, you know what happens next. It is nothing but the star. So I already know that she's an icon in the making, and I am telling you, it is full steam ahead for this young lady, for Hannah. She is amazing, and she is talented, and she has what it takes to get to the next level, and I'm telling you, that is stardom. Yes, 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 yes. She's going to be major all over the place. And so I want you guys to watch her career. I want you to watch her grow in her career. I want you to check her YouTube channel, and let me spell the name for you. H-A-N-N-Y-T-A, H-A-N-N-Y-T-A. And you guys that have followed the Fierce Female Network, started back in 2007 as WSF Radio, and we rebranded. If you follow me back in the early days, you know what happens when stars come on. When they come on, it's like boom, and the magic goes. The magic goes. I'm telling you, it has happened for so many independent artists that come on the network, and it's like, boom, they just take off running. Yes, yes, yes. And I do have some music to get to. I do have one other song I need to get to and play for you. This is orchestra music. I know you guys are going to enjoy it. It's a little bit different, and I want to expose you to it. This particular song is called Unleashed. I want you to take in the experience of Unleashed. Check this out. All right. That is Unleashed. That is by the artist, The Burger Tunes. I have some more music coming from him a little bit later. And I do want to note, let you guys know he is a verified artist. Yes, he is. The Burger Tunes. You know what? I like that piece of music. And I do want to say this. I know that you do cinematic music, which is so spot on. And I'm telling you, listen, you guys. He has over 4,000 monthly listeners on Spotify. And y'all know how hard it is, not easy to get, you know, those monthly listeners. And I want to encourage this particular artist. Your music is, of course, right where you need to be, honey, because we can tell you are doing music for cinema. I'm telling you, it's almost like we're sitting in a theater listening to your music. It's very Victorian. You know, it's almost 1800s. You know, so your music has to go with a particular film, of course. When you talk about cinema and music of this particular genre, it's very specialized. It's very perfect. It's very polished. It has to be set, of course, as you know, the Burger Tunes, it has to go to a certain type of score. So, of course, that music can be placed on a score. It can be scored with different movies that's set in a particular time period. You know, it's almost like the Children's War. I don't know if anybody ever studied the Children's War in college or in undergrad, anything like that. But if you know, if you're familiar with the Children's War and the history behind that, this particular music can go to a movie that's being produced along those lines back in the 1800s, back in the Victorian period. And so, yes, absolutely. I love that. And I got some more music coming up from the Burger Tunes. But right now I have Miss Hannah with me, and she is a phenomenal young lady. I'm going to talk to her a little bit more. Hi, Hannah.
Hello.
Hi. What's some of the other goals that you have in mind for your career? I know that you're, you know, let me ask you, I know, let me dial it back just a little bit. I know that you have loved music and it is your passion. When did you first start singing professionally and producing music and getting your music out there? When did you start professionally? When was your first piece of music produced professionally?
That's such a great question. I think it was when I was 16, so like I started last year, and that's when I met my producer after like cover songs and the audition, and yeah, so 1 year ago, so I'm still at the really beginning of this journey.
Wow. Well, you're doing fantastic. Oh, my goodness. You know, it feels like you've been at this for a long time. I know you just said it's only been a year, but it feels like and it seems like and it sounds like from the maturity level of what you're producing, it seems like you've been doing this for a few years already, and that's great.
Oh, wow. That's good to know.
Yes. And so when you were now, what instruments do you play? Are you just singing, or do you have instruments that you do play as well?
I used to learn how to play the flute professionally. I used to have like a private teacher, but that was quite a few years ago, so I don't do that anymore. But when I was doing it, it was really fun. But now I'm mostly focused on the piano. So I'm not a pianist like completely, but I love to play. You know, like when a little idea comes to my mind, I just go into my room and play for hours and then just show my producer and then we just create music together, and it's so much fun.
Yes, I know that it is. And I want to thank you for taking the time out of your schedule and joining me today. We're just about out of time, and I really do appreciate you coming on. When I heard your song, I had to have you on. I was like, yes, I need to book her. I want her to come on to the show and share with us a little bit.
Thank you so much for having me. It was so much fun being here in your talk show. Such a great opportunity. I'm so thankful.
Oh, you're more than welcome. Thank you. You guys, if you're just tuning in, as I said earlier, that's Hannah, and the song that I played was Snowman. I'm going to play it again, too. I'm going to give you another little taste of Snowman. We're going to do that one, then have one more song. And then, guys, we need to wrap it up because we are pretty much out of time. And so thank you, Hannah, for coming on. I'm going to give everyone another listen to Snowman. I want you to enjoy her voice and her singing the song. Listen, y'all take a listen, and then I'm going to give a little bit more feedback after we take just a little bit more listen. Oh, Snowman, y'all take this out. Listen.
Don't cry, snowman, not in front of me. Who'll catch your tears if you can't catch me, darling? If you can't catch me, darling,
You guys, I so love that song. I am telling you, I could listen to that song all day long. And listen, I want to share with you guys that's listening in right now. She really does sing well beyond her years. Her maturity level and experience, it sounds as if she'd been singing, I'm telling you, it's about 10 years. But, you know, she just started, as she said, only about a year. But I am telling, she is iconic. She is iconic. And you know what? She's still hanging on. Not seriously. Hannah?
Yes.
Are you there? Yeah. You know, I was going to say this before you leave on today. You know, it's almost like you're at the level. I know that you're not quite at her level, so everybody take this in the right context. Don't misunderstand what I'm saying. It's almost like you're going to be just like Celine Dion.
Wow. Her voice, oh my goodness, Celine Dion, wow.
That's where you're headed, because I'm telling you, you're singing right now, you're singing well beyond your years. And, I mean, you sound, your vocals is so right on spot. I don't know if you do a lot of, if you've gotten to the place where you're doing a lot of exercising your vocal cords and things, you know, practicing. I'm not sure if you do that already mm-hmm. or you are with, you know, building up your vocal cords and the breathing and the control. I'm not sure. But anyway,
yeah.
That's where you, yeah, you know what I'm saying, right?
Mm-hmm, of course.
Okay.
Yeah.
So that's where you're headed. And I'm just going to wrap it up and say this. You're headed in that direction because you know how phenomenal Celine Dion is. And where you're going, you are so iconic. I can't say that enough because your talent is just so fresh. It's so enjoyable, and we can just sit and take it in. And the genre that you're singing in with, like I said earlier, with Lauren Daigle and this particular artist and the Snowman song, I'm telling you, if you stay in that vein and do some more, I know you're testing and kind of playing around with different genres, but if you stay in this vein, in this genre just a little bit and put out a few more, I'm telling you, it's going to catch fire. You're going to catch fire. And, oh, honey, I'm telling you, we love you already. We love you. Your fans love you because you're so adorable. You're so sweet, and we love you. I'm telling you, play around a little bit more with this type of genre, with the Snowman and Lauren Daigle. I'm telling you, and take it out just a little bit more, maybe just a little bit of jazz, just a little bit, and I'm telling you, you're going to catch fire. Honey, you're going to catch fire. You're going to blaze the world fire. You really are, and I just wish you well. I wish you so much success in your career. I know it's coming for you. I already know that.
Oh, thank you so, so much.
You're more than
Thank
welcome.
You.
You're welcome. And so I do send much blessings to you and much blessings and peace. And I'm telling you, I'm going to be following your career. Of course, I always do with independent artists. I always follow their career. It's not a one-show stop. We're going to keep on playing everything that you put out there. We're going to be picking it up. I'm going to be following you, with, of course, with Michael Stover. I love him, and I always take a listen to everyone that he has on his team. And so just know that. And I do have some more music to get in on today. And so I'm just sending blessings your way, and thank you so much for coming on today.
Oh, thank you so much for having me again. Thank you. It's been so fun.
You're more than welcome, guys. All right. I think she got cut off just a little bit. So I do have one more song to get in. This is going to be Mountain Tribes. Mountain Tribes. Take a listen to this. And once again, this is The Burger Tunes. And his type of music and genre is cinematic. Take a listen, guys. Take a listen to this.
Thank you.
Guys, you know what? That is so amazing. That is so amazing. Now, you know what? That is orchestra music. It is so amazing. I mean, it is just like in a class all by itself. It's to me, it's like opera also. You know, I love me some opera. Y'all might not know that, but I love me some opera. I love to sing. I love to sing. Okay, now y'all know I love to entertain as well. Okay, now listen. Mama's out of town, so I got to get on up out of here. It has been a phenomenal show. Bugs Bunny just came and interrupted my whole world this morning. I don't know why they sent him over here. But anyway, and thank you so much, Bart, for chiming in. I really do appreciate that. And Hannah was so spectacular. You know, she is such a darling. She's a starlet darling in her own right. Yes, she is. Now, guys, I'm out of time, but I get to come back later on today and do it all over again and have some more fun. Now, listen, y'all be good to one another. We don't know what's going to happen next week or next month or next year, but be good to one another. You know, we got to, you know, be good to one another and be nice. All right, now, y'all, take care.
You motivated. You motivated. You winning.